is VOA News via remote. I'm Joe Palka. A committee investigating the January 6th Capitol insurrection opened its first hearing today with a focus on the law enforcement officers who were attacked and beaten as the rioters broke into the building, an effort to put a human face on the violence of the day. Sagar Magani has this from Associated Press.
House committee investigating January's Capitol riot has opened its first hearing with a focus on officers who were attacked.
I reported for duty at the Capitol as usual early on the morning of January 6th.
From there, Capitol Police Officer Harry Dunn and three law enforcement colleagues described a day of horror, rioters breaching the building while beating officers.
I could feel myself losing oxygen and recall thinking to myself, this is how I'm going to die, defending this entrance.
I had been beaten unconscious and remained so for more than 4 minutes.
At best, I would collapse and be a liability to my colleagues. At worst, be dragged out into the crowd and lynched.
The officers are testified before a panel with just two Republicans, appointed by Speaker Nancy Pelosi. GOP leader Kevin McCarthy stopped other members from taking part, calling the investigation a sham. Sagar Magani at the White House.
The Biden administration will speed up processing asylum claims at the U.S.-Mexico border while also fast-tracking expulsions of some migrant families, according to a plan unveiled by the White House today. President Joe Biden, a Democrat, had reversed many of the restrictive immigration policies of his Republican predecessor, former President Donald Trump. But border arrests have risen to a 20-year high in recent months, fueling attacks by Republicans who say that President Biden encouraged more migration. The 21-point plan aims to create a fair, orderly, and humane immigration system, but notes that it won't be achieved overnight. This is VOA News. President Joe Biden said yesterday that the U.S. combat mission in Iraq will conclude by the end of the year, an announcement that reflects the reality on the ground more than a major shift in U.S. policy.
To assist, to help, and to deal with ISIS as it arrives. But we are not going to be by the end of the year in a competition.
The topic was brought up during a strategic dialogue between the president and the Iraqi Prime Minister Mustafa al-Kadhimi inside the White House on Monday afternoon. Even before the president took office, the main U.S. focus has been assisting Iraqi forces, not fighting on their behalf. And Joe Biden did not say if he planned to reduce the number of troops in Iraq, now at about 2,500. Human Rights Watch has accused the Israel military of carrying out attacks that apparently amount to war crimes during an 11-day war against the Hamas militant group in May. The International Human Rights Group issued its conclusions on Tuesday after investigating three Israeli airstrikes that it said killed 62 Palestinian civilians. It said, quote, there were no evident military targets in the vicinity of the attacks. The report also accused Palestinian militants of apparent war crimes by launching over 4,000 unguided rockets and mortars at Israeli population centers. The report, however, focused on Israeli actions during the fighting. China on Tuesday hailed Foreign Minister Wang Yi's meeting with visiting U.S. Deputy Secretary of State Wendy Sherman as a frank, in-depth, and constructive one, while warning the U.S. not to cross its bottom lines. During the two-day talks, China issued a long list of demands and complaints, accusing the U.S. of trying to contain and suppress China's development, while America brought up its concerns about human rights and other issues, and urged cooperation on matters including climate change, Iran, and North Korea. Tuesday's slate of competitions at the Tokyo Olympics had been filled with a number of stunning defeats and setbacks over a variety of events. One of the biggest shocks came when the U.S. gymnast Simone Biles, seeking to burnish her already legendary career, withdrew from the overall team finals after failing to execute her planned maneuver in the vault and stumbling backward on her landing. She then briefly left the floor with her coach and then returned to rejoin her teammates with her ankle wrapped in a bandage. With the loss of Biles, the Russian Olympic Committee took the gold in women's gymnastics. The U.S. came in second. Yet another upset occurred in women's tennis as Japan's Naomi Osaka, the world's second-ranked player, suffered a shocking 6-1, 6-4 defeat to Markéta Vondrousova of the Czech Republic. For more on these stories, visit our website at voanews.com. Via remote, Joe Palka, VOA News.